Gemara says on the Pasuk, Al Kain Yomru Hamoshlim Bol Cheshbon Tibona Visikonin Ir Sichon. Mesil Shisharim brings down this Gemara. Bo Venase Cheshbono Shel Olam. Schar Mitzvah Keneged Hefseda V'Schar Aveira Keneged Hefseda. The what? In Bava Basra. It's on Ayin Ches, I think, something like that. Ayin Zayin, Ayin Ches. And the Mesil Shisharim speaks about it. This is what a person has to do, right? That make the cheshbon of his maisim in this world, what he does, what he doesn't do. And usually people who have not yet conquered their Yetzer Hara, Elu HaMoshlim B'Yitzram, can't really make this cheshbon. It's only the people who have, as the Mesil Shisharim says, gone through the maze, can tell you how to get through it. So HaMoshlim B'Yitzram can tell other people it's important to make cheshbono shel olam. The only problem over here is, I want to speak more about what this cheshbono shel olam is. Right? Why don't you just say, you should always do mitzvahs, because it's beneficial, and you should never do averus, because not. Why do you think any cheshbon? Why do you think a cheshbon? Well, the cheshbon of the schar mitzvah kenegedef seidah, just say, do mitzvahs, and don't do averus. What's the importance of the cheshbon, of the reckoning? So I have two ideas here. The first idea is relatively simple, not so much medayik in the lashonos over here, but medayik in the inyan. The inyan is the following. If it would just tell you, do mitzvahs, mitzvahs are beneficial. Don't do averis because they're detrimental. That's not really 100% true. Because mitzvahs have a downside. Since the chait of Adam and Chava, there is nothing in this world that is kulo tov or kulo ra. Every tov is mixed with some ra, and every ra is mixed with some tov. There's an irbuv atov ara. That means that when a person does a mitzvah, yeah, for the most part he benefits. But there's a downside to the mitzvah too. You lose time, money, there could be other things that will be no good if you do a mitzvah. You'll cut yourself off from your family, you'll have tightness from people or whatever. So there is a downside to mitzvahs. If people have the mentality, the mindset, that mitzvahs are always positive, and then they find out that mitzvahs are not always positive, there's negative things in mitzvahs, then that may deter them from doing the mitzvah, because I always thought mitzvahs are just positive things, and here I see there's negative things in mitzvahs. You have to anticipate problems. In fact, the Shurei Das says that's why Tzadikim omrim ma'at va'osim harbei, and Rishayim omrim harbei va'filo ma'at enam osim. Right? So most people think that that's because Rishayim are a bunch of liars, and they want to fool you, and they want to promise you a lot, and they don't do a lot. And Tzadikim are not liars, they don't know if they can do, so they don't promise you a lot, but they end up doing a lot. It's not that case. It's psychological. It's not that the Rasha doesn't want to do a lot. He wants to do a lot. That's why he promises you a lot. But you know why he doesn't end up doing a lot? Because he doesn't anticipate any problems. He thinks he can do whatever he wants. He doesn't know he has the Yetzer Hara. He doesn't take it in consideration. And because he doesn't, right, he thinks he can do everything. He promises the world. And then the littlest Nisayan comes by and he can't overcome it because he didn't anticipate it. And he says, but the tzaddik knows he has the Yetzer Hara. He knows that things are difficult to do. He knows that there's nisyonos. So he knows he can't promise you the world. He's hoping he can do a little bit. But because he anticipates the problems and the nisyonos, he's able to overcome them. And he says, that's the pshat in the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara says, Lasid Lava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a shech the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is going to appear to tzaddikim like a har gadol. And to the Rishayim like a chuta sa'ara. So he says the pshat is, the Rasha never got past that first chuta sa'ara. He stumbled and fell over it as soon as the first little thing came, because he never anticipated it. Memela, to him, the Yetzer Hara is always a chuta sa'ara. But the tzaddikim, the Yetzer Hara, they overcame this one and this one, till it became a har gadol. But they were able to overcome it. But it accumulated because they were able to overcome each little spot. So to them, it ended up being a har gadol, the Yetzer Hara. So therefore, if people don't realize that there are downsides to mitzvahs, then when they're faced with them, they're not going to be able to deal with them. Or they'll just give up because mitzvahs I thought were always positive, and now I see there's negatives. And the same thing with averas. Averas have positive sides to them. There are benefits you can have for an avera. If I'll do this avera, I'll have this benefit. Good benefits. The same shamayim benefits sometimes. So if you don't realize that averas have benefits, it's still wrong. You're not able to make a cheshbon, then you're going to end up doing averas because you see, well, it's a lot of miles. But I know averas have miles. Still, it's not good to do the avera. So, and not only that, there's another milan in anticipating the downside of a mitzvah and the upside of an avera. If you know there are downsides in the mitzvah, when you do the mitzvah, you'll try to do it in a way that minimizes those downsides. And when you don't do the avera, you'll try to do it in a way that you won't lose the milas that you could have had. Had you done it, you get them some other way. You'll realize there are milas in doing this avera, but you still can't do the avera. So maybe you'll find another way of getting those milas. Or you'll do it in a way that will have less problems. Right? You won't do an avera, but it has there's a negative thing about not doing the avera, that you're going to cut yourself off from your family, or you're going to make a chilul Hashem in quotation marks. So you'll try to do it in a way that'll minimize that. Not do the avera and still minimize the other things. That's one pshat. That's why it's important to do cheshbon l'shel olam, not just to say do mitzvahs, don't do averas, and finish. Second idea I was thinking of is the lashon is difficult. Schar mitzvah keneged onsha. Right? Schar avera. What kind of schar do you get for an avera? And why is it schar keneged hefsid? It should be schar keneged onish. Revach is the opposite of hefsid. So it should have said revach mitzvah keneged hefsid. Right? Either schar and onish or revach and hefsid. And what's schar avera? It should have said the onish or the hefsid of an avera keneged what's it called? Schar. There's no schar. So I was thinking the pshat's like this. Cheshbono shel olam means there are two motivations to do mitzvahs and not to do averas. One of them is very personal. That if I do this avera, I'll get punished. I don't want to go to Gehenna. I don't want to be punished. I don't want to lose my olam haba, or even a portion of it. If I do this mitzvah, I'll get more olam haba. Right? I'll have schar. That's a very personal cheshbon. But there's a bigger cheshbon. There's cheshbono shel olam. And that is not only how it affects me personally, but in a very simple way, like the Gemara says, a person should always consider himself half and half, and the world half and half. And a mitzvah is not just somebody gets schar for it. If I do this mitzvah, I'm machriya the whole world for what's it called, l'kafes chos. So look what the benefit to the world is from the, what would the world miss out if I didn't do this mitzvah? That's shot. As mei cheshbono shel olam. Don't only look so narrow as how the mitzvah affects you personally. But mevi mechashiv schar mitzvah keneged hefseda. The schar that you'll personally get from the mitzvah, but cheshben out, even more important, what loss the world would have if you didn't do this mitzvah. Not just what your schar is, your personal schar and onish, but what hefsed the world. And the same thing, schar avera means the schar you'll get for not doing the avera. That's your personal thing. But what hefsed would there be to the world if you did that avera? Right? What revach is there to the world by not doing the avera? So don't only consider, and why, where do we learn that from? From Sichon. Because, what's it called? Both things. Where do we learn this from? What's the pashup shot of the pasuk? Bo cheshbon. Cheshbon was a city that was belonged to Moab originally. And Sichon conquered Cheshbon, made it his city, his capital city. And because Sichon conquered Cheshbon, we were able to capture it from Sichon. Because it had remained by Moab, we're not allowed to conquer land from Moab. Right? Not allowed to start a war with them. Can't even start up with Moab. And you surely can't take land from them. But now the city of Cheshbon was laundered by Sichon. Right? City laundering. Right? It no longer belongs to Moab, it belongs now to Sichon, so we can conquer it. Even though originally it belonged to Moab, and we weren't allowed to conquer it, once Sichon conquered it, it became his. He was the rightful owner now, because war, is a kinyan. And if you win something in war, except for Jews, but if Goyim win something in war, right, it's theirs, right? Only Israelis can't win something in war. But Halach is a kinyan. And therefore, it was now Sichon's, and you could conquer it. So, according to the first pshat, the idea is the following. On the one hand, there was a negative thing that Sichon solidified his malchus. Sichon's a tremendous Russia, took it away from Moab. Right? Moab weren't terrible enemies of Klal Yisrael, right? They were more in the family. So, on the one hand, it looks pretty bad that Moab lost a city to Sichon. But the truth is, there was an upside to that. Because of that, later, we were able to take it from Sichon. So it has that concept of upside, downside. There's another concept also. That don't look only... If Sichon would have only looked at what he did, is one thing. But what are the implications? How did that affect the world? That now Klal Yisrael could come, take that city, and now we have an extra city in Eretz Yisrael. In Eivor HaYarden. So don't only look at how it affects you personally, but every mitzvah affects the whole world. It has implications, it has spin-offs, right? Things that come from it. Sichon only saw that small little thing of him conquering the city. He didn't see that from that was going to come something that would benefit Klal Yisrael and ultimately benefit the world. So if you understand the core of this drash, then you understand the import of the drash too.